Wild, it's hip, it's wacky, it's happening. It's coming to your television screen in the next couple of months. Watch in terror with a man that's on television all the time that hates immigration. Watch in horror with the woman, if you don't know if she's manipulating the government. Watch in fear with a man that believes that pyramids have been used to store grains. This could be a reality show, and technically it is. But it's going to be coming to your television set, because in less than a year from now, you may be voting one of those people in as the head of the free nation and of the sovereignty of North America. I'll let that sit a little bit for you to marinate on. Some of these political candidates that we have right now are so interesting and entertaining and captivating that maybe these people should be on their own reality show. Maybe they should be on Survivor. You can certainly clear it up by 8 Democrats and 8 Republicans and then conspiring to vote each other off. Of course, you would easily have a Tiga or a Tagipet gonging of the, shall we say, I'm glad this is going to be edited in. Shall we say the most extreme kind, because you know that the Democrats and the Republicans are not going to work together. Or maybe you can have them on Big Brother, which is going to be interesting if you maybe have one of them a week going in and having their, shall we say, the week of the invasion of the political candidates. I mean, it did work sort of with CBS last summer. The problem wasn't that it didn't work. The problem was it came a year too early. Now you can actually have everybody have their equal time, so to speak. Or maybe you can just have them as the candidates in the Big Brother house themselves. You get to watch them 24/7 with their own political campaigns and conspiring with and against each other. Of course, they're all a little bit too old for that CBS demographic that they're looking for, because they're looking for the 18 to 35, and obviously to be president, you have to be older than that. Plus, in the pool, I'm not sure if I want to see any of these people in a two-piece or a one-piece. But if CBS wants ratings, they can certainly get from here, because based on what Donald Trump did last night on Saturday Night Live, I think the personalities of these people will be miles better than anything that they've put into the Big Brother house. I'm Gordon Pepper, and this has been State of Play.